Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Less than 24 hours after canceling his planned summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump says the U.S. is working with North Korea about getting it back on track. AP Sagar Magani following the story.
The president tweeted this morning North Korea responded warmly to the cancellation and that it's still willing to meet with him.
We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens.
Saying the summit could even happen as originally planned on June 12th. The White House yesterday said the North had backed off on several promises ahead of the meeting and stood up a U.S. logistical planning team in Singapore. For a president who often brags about his own negotiating tactics.
Everybody plays games.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran should allow the International Atomic Energy Agency inspections.
If they want a peaceful nuclear energy program, fine, but they can import that material. Other countries do it. It works for many countries around the world. And in order for us to achieve that, to get comfortable if that's the case, there will have to be inspections.
President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, saying it was a bad deal because Iran was not living up to its side of the agreement. IAEA has repeatedly confirmed Tehran has been meeting its nuclear commitments. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based in Africa are running into problems such as the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. Officials say a new type of terror operative is out there. This is VOA News.